So renunciation is necessary for ourselves to start with, because we can't help others. We can't help others unless we help ourselves first. It's a very common in the world, isn't it? You've got to help yourself. You know that ordinary sort of way of thinking? If you don't help yourself, nobody else will help you. It's not true in Buddhism. If you help yourself, everybody else will help you too, including the Buddhas. But we ourselves have to help ourselves become free from samsara. They will help us. The Buddhas will help us. Our Sangha friends will help us. Our teachers will help. Everyone will help us if we have this pure intention. Renunciation is the first pure intention. Why is it pure? Because it's not worldly. I think I was saying yesterday, if you're practicing Dharma to please your girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, that's very nice. It might make them pleased. You know, oh, look, they're meditating. How wonderful. But it's not pure, is it? It's out of attachment, that kind of thing. So we need to watch out. Why am I practicing Dharma? Why? Why am I doing it? Do I really want to become permanently free from suffering? Or am I just looking for a better life in this life? Nowadays, Buddhism has become very popular and fashionable. Many people say, oh yes, I do Buddhist meditation. I went on a Buddhist retreat. But what they really mean is, I've now included Buddhism in my life story. It's part of me, my life, me. I'm the most important thing here. And I've just incorporated a bit of Buddhism to improve my social credentials. Something like this. So practicing like that, you can't say it's harmful, of course. Any Buddhist practice is virtuous. Any Buddhist practice is, of course, completely useful, very useful for their lives. However, it's not the practice of a pure practitioner. Pure practitioner wants to leave samsara. Pure practitioner has the wisdom, the great wisdom of renunciation, that understands happiness in this life is impossible. Happiness in any life in samsara is impossible. You know, remember the example of the thieves in Milarepa's cave. Milarepa was this scarecrow of a person who lived naked in a cave trying to reach enlightenment. He had no possessions. And during the night, some thieves came into his cave trying to find something valuable to steal. They're rummaging around. They woke him up. And he shouted out in the dark. He said, "How do you expect to find anything precious here during the night? I can't find anything precious here during the day." So, we need to think about that story in relation to ourselves, because we're always looking for some kind of happiness in samsara. We just think about that cup of coffee that you're going to drink after the talk. Yeah, that's what's keeping me going. That's what's keeping me going. The only reason I'm here is because I can have a drink of coffee at the end. You familiar? We're all familiar with that thought, aren't we? I can endure this difficulty right now as long as I can have at the end this, that, the other, isn't it? Some samsaric enjoyment. Very ordinary. It's not a Dharma mind. It's okay to have that thought, by the way. Please don't think badly about yourself if you're thinking about coffee. That's fine. But it's not a Dharma practice, is it? Thinking about coffee. It's not a Dharma practice to look for happiness in this impure life, to try to find happiness where it cannot be found, like a thief in Milarepa's cave, looking, waiting, for example, if you're close to retirement, if you're working hard, you're thinking about your retirement. When I retire, everything will be bliss. Then I will really enjoy my life. You should speak to some people who have retired and ask them, have you found the bliss in retirement that you were seeking? They will say, of course not. So, this mind is very strong within us, its attachment, so we have to oppose it with wisdom thoughts. And the strong thought that Venerable Geshe-la has been teaching us the last few years is to just have one simple image in our mind when we're trying to develop this mind of renunciation. He says, think of yourself as a person who is trapped within a circle of fire. And if you remember the Twin Towers explosions in 2001, who can forget them, who saw them? We can imagine the horror, the fear of those unfortunate people who were trapped inside that fire. What did they do? They jumped out. They jumped out. So try and imagine ourselves in such a fire. What would we want to do? We would want to leave, wouldn't we? Immediately. Leave, okay? So he's telling us, imagine that you're a person trapped inside a circle of fire. This is exactly the situation that we're in with respect to samsara. We should immediately think, I must escape. I want to get out of this situation, this samsaric situation, which is like a circle of fire to me. Even my best friends and the things that I enjoy, they're part of the flames. They are part of the burning that goes on in samsara. All of it is unpleasant. All of it finally results in suffering. So it's a very powerful mind to meditate on. And then what comes is a clean mind, a joyful mind, a happy mind that knows it's going to leave behind all this trouble. What is that mind? It is called renunciation. It's a deep wish to leave behind the sufferings of samsara. Yes, I'm headed for liberation. Within that mind of renunciation, there is the determination to destroy our delusions, particularly our delusion of self-grasping ignorance. Renunciation knows that the source of all of our suffering is ignorance, grasping at the things we normally see. So when we develop renunciation, it's not the case of, oh, well, I'll leave samsara, but I'll leave my delusions alone, I'll leave them. No, you want to destroy your delusions. Yeah? Very beautiful mind, joyful mind. Renunciation is a joyful, happy mind. It is not a miserable mind. We have to look at the bad stuff in order to get to the good stuff. You know, we have to look at all the truth of our situation. Then we can think, oh, I don't want that. I want purity. I want liberation from samsara, permanent freedom from all suffering. That's what I want. I want to be like the foe destroyers, the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas. I want to be like my spiritual guide. I want to be like all these people who are completely free from suffering. That's what I want. That's where I'm headed. Anyway. So then, this is renunciation.